So far, this year's Chum Run is weaker than over 90% of Chum Run since 2008 at the same point in the season. That's according to state data from the Bethel Test Fishery. Red salmon numbers are low as well, but not as drastically. On the other hand, this year's King Salmon Run appears to be slightly above average for seasons since 2008, but low compared to a historical average. In the last two drift net openings, fishermen in the federally managed portion of the Kuskokwim River have harvested an estimated 10,000 king salmon, 1,700 red salmon, and 410 chum salmon. Estimates are compiled by the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission and ONC. Historically, around 60% of the salmon in the river at this point would be chum or sockeye, but right now, Bethel Test Fishery numbers show that just over 20% of the salmon are. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Sean Larson says it's too early in the season to say whether chum and sockeye numbers will stay this low.
Typically, the last few years, we've been seeing late chum runs, so we really need more data, more time, to really get a handle on what the chum are going to do this season.
Similarly, he said the sockeye run usually ramps up very quickly. He said by next week, it'll be more clear whether the chum and sockeye runs will pick up from their current numbers. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.